Investigators say the girls, who were 2, 4, and 6 years old, were apparently playing in the homemade cedar chest in an upstairs bedroom when they got locked inside and suffocated. They're from Unity, a small community in Clark County. Michelle Reinen is with the State Bureau of Consumer Protection. She says parents should check any cedar or toy chest or footlockers. If the chest can only be opened from the outside, the latch and the lid should be removed entirely.
Even without the latch there, the lid could fall down and be too heavy for a child to even lift up, or something could land on top of the lid and they still wouldn't be able to lift it up. So until you can do some conversions, you want to remove the lid.
Reinen says every chest should have ventilation holes so no child will suffocate if they get trapped inside. In addition, Reinen says there have been recalls of millions of cedar chests made by the Lane Company and have the Lane or Virginia-made brand name.
These chests, kids have suffocated in them because they don't have any ventilation, and the locks automatically lock when the lid closes. So children have been caught in the chest and have suffocated as a result of that. So you want to take an inventory that you don't have one of those chests in the home.
Reinen says Lane is providing new locks for free that will prevent kids from getting trapped. She says consumers can get information on the web at lanefurniture.com or through the Consumer Protection Division at wisconsin.gov. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.